Everyone agrees, bacon makes everything better, even marketing. This is the Bacon Podcast, where you'll learn to cure your marketing
and make your business sizzle. I can't believe I said that.
Internet marketing, online marketing, social media tips and techniques. Now, to help you bring more bacon home, the master of marketing sizzle, Brian Basilico. This is the Bacon Podcast.
Welcome, everybody. I'm your host, Brian Basilico, and this is the podcast where you learn to make your business sizzle online. So are you ready to fry up some new business? Welcome, everybody, and I'm super excited to have our guest today, Gina Gaudio-Graves, who is known as the JV Queen. And today we're going to be talking about joint ventures. So, Gina, thanks for joining us. And can you tell us a little bit about your story? How did you go from being a lawyer to a teacher to the JV Queen?
Thanks so much for having me, Brian. Well, way back in the 90s, I thought my ambition was going to be to teach in a law school level. It had been my ambition since the third grade. So I graduated from Notre Dame Law School, went on to pay my dues as a lawyer, and finally, in 1996, got the opportunity to apply at my alma mater, Notre Dame. Got accepted. Only sometimes life has other plans for us, and just 3 weeks later, I got into a very severe car accident that left me in a hospital bed and wheelchair for nearly the next 10 years. During that time, I needed about $40,000 a month to pay for my medication. Without it, I would have died in under 90 days. So I turned to the internet by 97, simply finding a way to pay for all those medications. During that 10 years, I had almost $9.9 million worth of medical bills. So my first business was in the day trading arena. I owned a day trading membership site. It was simply a means to an end. I had 500 members paying me $125 a month, making me over $50,000 a month. That seemed to work to pay the medical bills. But by 2000, my health had declined so much that I really couldn't keep up with the demands for content in that membership site. So I sold it to one of my members and opened my second business, which I thought was going to become an internet ad agency. Again, the same thing happened in the first business. This time, same thing happened again. My clients started asking me for something I really hadn't ever heard of, wasn't really prepared to do, but you know, you go with what the market's asking for. And this time they were asking for something they called joint venture traffic. What they really wanted was what's called a joint venture broker. For the most part, they were people that had products and services, and they wanted someone who could connect them to people that had customers, subscribers, traffic, etc. Well, that didn't seem that hard. I was a lawyer. I knew what a joint venture was. So I told them, sure, I'm sure I can figure out how to get you joint venture traffic. And I accidentally became one of the first JV brokers on the internet. And it worked extremely well through 2005. But in January of 2005, I got yet another one of those life things that happened. In January of 2005, I was just 40 years old when my doctors gave me 12 to 18 months to live. My husband and I went home that night and we talked about it, and together we decided we wanted to see the country before it was time to die. So he went out and found an RV that he could retrofit with my hospital bed and my oxygen and my IV poles. And within a couple weeks, we hit the road thinking we'd have 6 to 10 months to see the country before it would be time to go home and die. 6 months into that trip, we found ourselves in Sedona, Arizona, and that week happened to be the week of my 41st birthday. That week, as I had done every week, we drew my blood and took it to local hospitals to get it tested and send the reports back to the doctors. But that week, three different blood tests taken at three different hospitals came back with test results I didn't even know you could get on a blood test. All three said, this patient is clinically dead. That's how sick I was that week. Needless to say, we knew it was going to be my last birthday. My husband wanted me to have the best last birthday that I could. Being in Sedona, he decided that he would take me to see a massage therapist, just hoping to help with the pain for that one day. So he gets me in for my massage, gets me up onto her table, and at this point, people think I look more like his grandmother than his wife. I really don't look so hot. She takes one look at me, and she says, you know, you don't have to die as soon as you think. And I'm kind of chuckling, wondering how much this is going to cost me, because I figured she was going to try and sell me something like everyone else had. But she wasn't trying to do that at all. She went on to give me the biggest piece of advice I've ever received. She told me that if I could remove the negativity from my life, I didn't have to die as soon as I thought. And I proudly explained, I've worked with some of the biggest experts on the planet. I'd organized their joint ventures. I had a very positive mindset. I didn't have issues with negativity. Then she kind of shook her head and explained that if all I had was a positive mental attitude, it wasn't going to be enough to save my life. Well, that didn't make any sense to me at all. So I spent that massage asking lots and lots of questions. And by the time I left her office, it really seemed to me like I didn't have a lot to lose at the time. I was on my deathbed anyway. I decided I'd try to do what I'd done many times before and go out and research her advice and see if there was something to it. So for the next 4.5 months, I researched this as much as I could. I applied as much as I could to my life. And as I did, I went from a wheelchair to a walker to a cane to walking with no assistance at all. In just 4.5 months, I had been gone from death's doorstep to being 100% well. And it's what I call my miraculous transformation. It made me look at everything differently. Life, business, you name it. Our mission is to truly touch the life of every person on this planet. It's not a mission that we can do on our own, but by working with entrepreneurs and helping them to more meaningfully impact the lives of their customers and their prospects, together we really can touch the life of every person on this planet. And it was only something that big that seemed to me like it would repay the gift of life I had received through my transformation. And that's what I do today.
Wow, that's a heck of a story. That's amazing. Gina, so can you explain to my audience, what is a joint venture? I mean, what's the basics behind that?
That's a really great question. The actual definition of a joint venture is pretty simple. It's the coming together of two or more businesses or people to achieve a mutual goal or outcome. So if we look at a non-business situation, we've got two moms, they're next door neighbors, they both have kids, they go to the same school. The two moms decide they want to carpool so that they both don't have to drive 5 days a week, two different directions. So they come together, they decide who's going to cover going to school, who's going to cover coming home from school, and each one now has half the work to do to get their kids to school every day. At its most basic form, that is a joint venture. In business, it works exactly the same way as it does with those two moms, the coming together of two or more businesses or business owners to achieve a mutual goal or objective. So often, especially in the internet marketing world, people do joint ventures in a way that to me is very flat, very one-dimensional. From the business standpoint, it works exactly the same way as it does with those two moms. It's bringing two businesses together to accomplish a mutual goal or objective. In the internet marketing world, business owners tend to do joint ventures in a very one-dimensional, flat way. Usually, it has to do with launching products or promoting products. I'll come in and promote for you, you come in and promote for me. While they call it a joint venture, it's not truly meeting the definition of a joint venture. If I'm in it because I want to make money as an affiliate and you want to make money and do something else, it's not the same objective. And if it's I want you to mail my products and you want me to mail your products, not the same objective. Joint ventures are so much bigger than that. Joint ventures can really be used to get any asset a business needs. It doesn't matter what it is. Most commonly in the online world, they're used to create new customers. But you can use joint ventures to create new products. For example, let's say someone has written a book. Somebody else has the ability to turn that book into a video or an audiobook. A joint venture could be created to create a whole new product out of that book. It's a very basic JV, but it works very well. There are so many different types of assets that businesses can use JVs to create, whether that's products to create, money, any asset a business needs can be had faster with bigger results through joint ventures. And that's how I like to use them.
Can you go through and describe what some common joint ventures look like to small businesses or online businesses? What are some of the things that you've seen over the course of time?
Are your listeners mainly online businesses or offline businesses? I do both kinds of JVs.
There's a mix. There's a mix of small business owners, local small business owners, like a chamber of commerce person, all the way to internet marketers.
Awesome. So let me describe a couple of both kinds.
Awesome. Thank you.
In the online world, JVs are often done to sell something or to build a list. So you might have a number of people coming together, all of them putting a free gift up, and all of them driving traffic to it. If you had 10 gifts, 10 different businesses participating, all 10 of them would be able to get a list out of that JV giveaway, for lack of a better word of describing it. That's a list-building kind of JV. Product launches online are often JVs. You get a whole bunch of people together, and everybody promotes that product during a specified period of time. Another kind of JV. I love using JVs in the offline world because they're not done very often. A good example is one that I did with my cousin's restaurant a couple years ago. My cousins have a restaurant here in Naples, Florida. They happen to build their restaurant as a dog-friendly restaurant, specifically to target the year-round residents rather than the tourists in our area. In doing that, they really lucked out. The month that they opened, the first Buddies movie came out and the first Hotel for Dogs movie came out. Well, they thought about, what can we do with joint ventures? How can we reach the year-round residents who are dog owners? Well, boy, those dog owners are much more likely to be going to see dog-friendly movies, right? So we did a JV with the movie theater. We went to the theater and we said, we'd like to set this up so that anytime anybody buys two entrees at our restaurant, we'd like them to get a free buy one, get one free ticket at the movie theater. And anybody that buys two tickets to one of these movies at your theater, we'd like to give them a buy one, get one free coupon at our restaurant. The theater thought that was a great idea. So we said, okay, we're going to do this. I then had them write a press release and send it to all the local media outlets, TV, radio, newspaper, magazines, you name it. Well, we had two different radio stations that really loved this idea. So much so that one went and broadcast at the restaurant for 3 hours on opening day of the movie, and the other went and broadcast from the movie theater for 3 hours on opening day of the movie. It was something that you could have purchased for like $5,000 for each one. We got it for free because of this JV. That movie was sold out at the movie theater for weeks because of that JV. And the restaurant, their reservations were packed for over 90 days because of one JV. In the offline world, most business owners just don't think to do those kinds of things very often. And yet they're very, very easy to do. Simply ask yourself, what other business already has my customers? How can we work together so that my customers become their customers become my customers? JVs are the world of infinite possibilities, so the sky's the limit in how you do that, online or off.
Great advice. Awesome stuff. So, Gina, you have a system that's going to help people better understand how to work joint ventures into their business. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
I do. Going back to this topic I've mentioned several times now, the Vortex model of doing business, I have a guide called The Amazing Traffic Vortex. We call it a vortex because it really is. If you think about what is a vortex, well, one of the most common examples of a vortex is a tornado. So imagine a tornado for a minute, and that tornado is your business. We look at the nature of a tornado. It's swirling around. It has sucking power. Anything that comes within contact of the outer edge of that tornado is likely to get sucked into the center of it. If that's your business and it's swirling around and it has sucking power, then it's the people that come in contact with your tornado for your business that are most likely to get sucked into the center of it. Well, in a business vortex, what I call a traffic vortex, The center of your vortex is that product that makes you the greatest amount of money per customer per year, that is also the thing that is tied to your mission or your bigger picture, the serving you want to do, the good you want to do in the world, in a way that through bringing people into the center of your vortex and that thing that makes you the greatest amount of money causes the greatest amount of word of mouth to happen so that it brings that many more people in touch with your tornado. That's what you really want to do in business. And JVs can make that happen in bigger ways. Instead of having an F1 tornado, a JV could create an F5 tornado easily. And the whole system for doing that is called the Amazing Traffic Vortex. We've created a little 31-page PDF that really walks you through what is the Amazing Traffic Vortex, how does it work, and most importantly, how can you create that in your own business so that you can get JVs into every aspect of business? It comes with a little 11-minute audio that really helps you get a better understanding of why this works and why it's so important to use in business. It also comes with something we call our traffic resources tool. It's a little Excel spreadsheet that will help you plan traffic, especially online, in a way that will ensure that your goals monetarily get met every single time. It is completely free.
Awesome. Thank you so much. So, if people want to get a hold of you, Gina, what's the best way for them to get a hold of you?
Best way to reach me is probably through our free community or free group on Facebook. It's called the Motivation to Profit Group. Simply ask to join, but it's completely free. And that's at joindu.com/MTP, M like Mary, T like Tom, P like Paul, F like Frank, B like Boy, MTPFB. Just come on in there and ask questions, and anything we can do to help, we are glad to do it.
Thank you so much. Well, thanks for joining us today, Gina. This has been fabulous. A lot of great information. I really appreciate it. I know my audience will.
Thanks so much, Brian.
Well, that's it for today's Bacon Podcast. We hope you enjoyed it and learned something today. If you did, please go to iTunes and give us a review. We appreciate all your feedback and comments. If you have any questions, go to www.baconpodcast.com/questions, and we'll make sure we get those answered for you. Till next time, keep sizzling.